Calling the meeting to order, and actually before the public comment is approval of the minutes from last May, last month. Do we have any edits at this point? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion for approval.
I'll approve.
Anyone second?
1 second.
Thank
I'll second.
you. All in favor? No. Unanimous, they're approved. No members of the public here, so no public comment. Does anyone have any disclosures or recusals to make at this point? Okay, I'm seeing a bunch of folks shake their heads. No. I think the next thing is to elect a new chair because my time on this committee is coming to an end because I'm almost at 10 years. So I think I have like a handful of meetings left, so we want to get a new chair elected. And I think typically the way we do it is just like, if anyone wants to express interest in it, anyone's interested in doing it, feel free. But otherwise, we just kind of can feel free to nominate someone, and then we'll vote. Do you have anything else to add in that regard, Giselle? It's just been a while since done this exercise.
Yeah, I don't have much to add. My assumption was that Tracy was going to make it today so she could explain a bit of the process. So, I will just ask her to follow up with more info.
Yeah, I think, I think we're probably okay if is there. I mean, I'll just open it up for discussion at this point. Is there anyone who is interested in chairing this group, willing to?
Ryan,
Okay.
can you just talk about what that all entails
Yeah,
to be a chair?
absolutely. Yeah. So I think the biggest, that's an excellent question, Jazz, but I should have started with that. The biggest thing I think is just like running the meetings. By far, occasionally there are, some really occasionally just off-cycle things that come up that are like, it's something that the chair is needed for, but it's mostly like a question that staff will have. Sometimes there's a question or two in advance of the meeting, but it's really just like running the meetings for the most part. And I think it's fine to, oh, Tracy is here. This is helpful. Can you hear us, Tracy?
Yes, I can. Give me just a moment here. I
Sure.
thought I
Perfect.
okay, I'll be right back.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so where we're at in the agenda, Tracy, is we were on the first new business item, election of the new chair. I introduced it a little bit and then described a little bit of the responsibilities. And, we're just starting to see if, you know, folks' interest level, and talked about a little bit like the actual voting process, but it's been like 2 years since we've done this. So I was, I'd welcome any kind of advice or thoughts you have at this point too.
No, that sounds good. I imagine that that's what we would do. You would just kind of share some insight. Did I say hello to everyone? I'm so sorry. Hi, everyone. So happy to be back with you all. Hope everyone's feeling well. Good to see you all. Yes, just we know that we are going to need a chair. And Ryan, you said you've already shared some of the specifics with regards to your role, your current role. And what questions, does anyone have any questions about some more specific pieces of it or of the position or?
How long is the length of the role of chair?
I think it's every 2 years we vote on it. Am I correct, Ryan?
It's been a little variable. So I think traditionally we've tried to do annually, but I think just with turnover of committee members, staff turnovers periodically, it hasn't always been annual. But I think we've historically tried to have annual elections. But it's just like been variable based on all the stuff that's happening for sure.
We will certainly try and stick to guidelines with an annual. We're still trying to recruit. I know that's an agenda item. Still looking for two vacancies. And then once Ryan's term ends, we will need a third person. So we're searching diligently. But yeah, the goal is to keep it, be consistent and with all the other boards, commissions, and committees and have an annual. So yeah, looking at like a 2 year term, I believe. I will double check that. Giselle, can you make a note for me?
Yep, we'll do.
Thank you. Any other questions or concerns with regards to holding the seat of chair? Okay. Anyone interested? I like how it looks like Sean's not planning on making eye contact. That's when you're in school.
My camera is in a completely different place than where the Zoom window is. So while I'm looking at you in spirit, like physically through the Zoom like screen, I am not making eye contact with the camera.
Yep, yep. I felt it. I could feel you like focus, focus, focus. All right. All right. Well, we can certainly come back to that, Ryan. I do believe I saw an email that said that we could extend a few months out there. So I will check on that. Do you know what your actual last month would be?
I think I checked a while ago, so not recently, but I think it would be the October meeting and then I'd be done. It was sometime in the later October range.
Yeah, I do believe it would take us through the summer for sure.
I think it's just October that I'm not. I don't know if it's before or after the meeting. I think it's after, probably.
Okay. All right. Something to think about. You all can always. Yeah, Kristen. Go
ahead. I just had a question as far as the vacancies. We have two and we'll have three. Do we have anybody that's still kind of out there getting approval?
Sorry, we have one person that I need to circle back to. Your referral, that one in particular. we had a meeting scheduled and then they weren't able to make it and I didn't hear from them. And I think I actually reached out to you. So I was able to connect with them, but then we lost connection again. So,
okay.
Yeah. Alder?
Yes, I do have someone that I need to connect with you on. She's in my district that may be interested in being on the committee.
Excellent. Looking forward to receiving that email. Okay. Jasmine?
How old do you have to be to serve on a commission?
18? I think it's 18.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else to, we segued quite quickly from the election of the new chair into the recruitment. Do we have anything else to add about that or anything else to discuss? Okay, the $50,000 hearing update, I think, is that we're still working on scheduling the actual hearing date. I think June didn't work, so we're looking at July now. Is there anything else, Tracy?
Let me take a quick look to see if Martha sent anything before she left on vacation this week.
I think it maybe was yesterday that I communicated with her about the potential for like a daytime meeting, if that would work for folks.
Oh, yes, I do see that email. So she's proposing July 8th, 9th, and 10th as possible dates during the daytime. July 8th, July 9th, and July 10th. So that's a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And that would be coming off of the holiday weekend. Any ideas? The 10th doesn't work for me in the morning, but it would work for me in the afternoon. Kristen?
I had responded by email that I could do pretty much any afternoon.
Okay. Good to know.
I think I can, for the most part, be flexible with those days. There may be like one or two things that I can't move around during that time, but I think if I have something scheduled, I can move around, be flexible during that time for the most part. I just would have to, if there's like a proposed time or something, I could just double check and make sure it's good. Giselle?
Giselle?
I received an email from Damon today, actually a few minutes ago, saying that he's gonna make it to the meeting today, in like about 10 minutes or so. But he said that he would prefer to meet in the evening since his work schedule changed and he works from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, that wrapped that idea up.
I think back to email and back to trying to find a date that it is, right?
Yeah. I think Adriana pointed out the possibility of moving it to a daytime meeting. Our one of our attorneys moving it to a daytime because she's got little people, a little person, and little, you know, with little people come lots of activities, especially during the summer. So, all right, I can follow back up. Martha will not be back. She's away until next Tuesday. So we can follow back up and try and work on, when she returns, work on solidifying something for an evening. Does anyone have any like scheduled time, vacation time? I think, Kristen, you might have sent something, Ryan.
I don't until later. mid-August.
Okay.
So if we're getting into the week of the 12th, I'll be gone that week. But other than that, I should be able to make most, I should be able to be around and do stuff.
Maybe. I'll be back July 4th.
Okay. So, and then you'll be here pretty much the remainder of July?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ryan, when Damon arrives, can we just circle back to this to see what his calendar looks absolutely. Like? Okay.
I think the next item is the equity analysis and landmark review item. I think the little detail there identifies pretty accurately where we're at, which is just like we need to get the right folks engaged to start the conversation. And I know there's a lot going on. I didn't know if you had anything to add, Tracy, or any update at this point.
Yeah, no, not much more. Just we want to start thinking about who those individuals are. And with regards to them coming and sitting at the table and walking through the equity analysis. So if everyone is open to like starting to work on that tonight, we can start taking some notes around that.
Are you thinking taking notes around like who would be the relevant stakeholders to be in the room?
So that we can extend an invitation for them to meet with us?
I think, I struggle a little bit with this because I think, I don't know who all the players are in that area. I know, I'm sorry, the name is escaping me. Whoever we had at the first discussion of this, I feel like she should be engaged.
It's Heather Bailey.
Yes. Kristen?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, she's from the Landmark Commission. So definitely somebody from Landmark Commission. And then I'm assuming somebody from HR that does the equity analysis all the time might be helpful. I don't know.
We can certainly extend an invitation. Tamika Bryant comes to mind. She's a labor relations and a specialist for the city. Kristen, you might be familiar with Tamika.
Yep. She'd be good.
Yeah. I like actually the way she's able to keep the ball moving while going through the process. She's very good at keeping everyone on task.
I also, I mean, this is more a question than an answer, but I wonder if there's anybody that's actually like anyone serving on the Landmarks Commission who's involved in that process that would be helpful, like actually involved in the committee or commission for that. I don't know.
Yeah, we can certainly.
Isn't that Heather?
She's staff, right?
Oh.
Is that correct or not?
She is city staff, which now makes me question, how is she on the Landmark Commission?
Because if she was staff, she'd only be ex officio, right?
Right. Bailey. Doing a quick search here. Yeah, she's staff. She's city staff. Okay. Alder Duncan.
Would it be appropriate just to extend an invitation to all of the landmark commissioners? And if they're wanting to be able to come, that's good, but it's not a requirement, maybe, just to see if there are people. I don't know.
I think I like your idea, and maybe I'd like to streamline that or make that a little more concise. And instead of inviting them all, extending an invitation to the landmark commissioners, to send us 1 to 2 individuals.
Kristen?
It looks like one of them's an alder, Amani Burris. So I don't know any of the other names, don't jump out at me. Couple residents, of course. So
I think when you get beyond 5 people while you're working through the tool, it can be a lot. It's a classroom management comes in handy at that point. All right. So we're looking at, like, we would definitely extend an invitation to Heather. We'd like to have someone from HR, and then 1 to 2 individuals from the Landmark Commission. And then we would need representatives from here. I wouldn't expect for all of you to participate in the analysis either. So is anyone interested? Ryan, I know this is definitely, you probably would want to sit on the analysis team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would just want to be mindful of probably finding someone else to facilitate, just because this could be a project that stretches over my time. So it may not be worthwhile. Like, mm-hmm. I'm happy to contribute, but I probably shouldn't facilitate.
Anyone else interested from Kristen? Okay.
Anything else on this topic? Anything else you need, Tracy? Any other comments from the group?
No, not on my end. What next steps will be to extend the invitation and to these other individuals or these other teams of people, and then we'll schedule some time to connect and start looking at it.
I think my only request prior to that too would be, well, maybe I have it. I think I have the, I'm just trying to think, do I have the documentation from the equity analysis presentation that we had a while back? Don't know if that's in my email. I'd have to look.
Okay.
Kristen?
Ryan, I think the equity analysis tool is actually accessible on the HR website.
It is.
I was thinking of the PowerPoint we were given that kind of went through some of that, but then also I think it was like a, I don't know, maybe my recollection is completely off, but I thought it was like a PowerPoint that was given just to this group about some of the details of how to do the analysis.
It pretty closely follows what you would find on there.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had the full information before going into this, because it was a while ago since we had that discussion.
Yeah. And I remember when Tariq came, I don't think Tariq had a PowerPoint.
Okay, my recollection's off. I'm getting my wires crossed. I'll just know that we have that information out there publicly to access and, you know, be able to reference that before we meet. So.
And we can still certainly, when we come together, do a refresher.
Okay, that may be good. And it may be good then to catch the other folks who are joining or new to this topic up to speed too.
All right. All right.
Future agenda items? Anything other than we talked about that anyone would like to volunteer? Okay. I think that brings us to the report from the Common Council. So I'll hand it over to Alder Duncan.
Thank you, Ryan, so much. Last night was our last budget meeting. So we've had five. We were able to really get a lot of good information around what residents value. And we also were able to provide residents with a better understanding of where we are as a city with our structural deficit, what we've been doing, and really laying out what the options are for us. We will be reviewing the capital proposals right now. Those were due last month. The operating proposals will not be due until, I believe, July is when they are due. And we'll really be able to start looking at how we potentially are going to navigate this deficit. Whether that be a referendum, whether that be cuts to services, to staff, those are things, or raising different types of fees to really be able to reach that $27 million. At Tuesday's Common Council meeting, we approved amending the public health operating budget to accept Wisconsin Department of Health Service grant funding for a FTE grant manager and a eighth of a full-time employee for the health education coordinator to support immunizations and outreach efforts through the public health. We also amended the public health operating budget to approve funding for a full-time bilingual dietetic specialist. Dietitian is what I always think, but yeah, there we go. And then also a WIC program manager. Coming up in the 18th meeting, we actually will be discussing authorizing a non-competitive purchase of up to about $568,000 for software and configuration related to ADA compliant for announcements at the bus rapid transit stations for our vision impaired individuals. We also will be having a conversation about the changing of zoning property down on South Stoughton Road to create a tiny home village. And so that is going to be being discussed at the 6/10 Plan Commission meeting, but then it will be coming to us at council to discuss on the 18th. And that is all I have to report.
Thank you. Any questions for Alder Duncan or other things to note from the group? I don't see any heads move or any hands come up. So I think we're down to the DCR update, which I'll hand it over to Tracy for.
Thank you again. Not a lot to update on. I'm just getting back, so I don't have, still trying to work my way through the wave of emails that kept coming while I wasn't there to respond. But overall, everything's moving forward. I'll just go by section. Our Aspire internship program kicks off on this coming Monday, June the 10th. We have 22 interns this year. This is our highest number of interns. And we have a total of three returning. Two interns are returning to their previous agencies that they worked for before. And then one intern is coming back, but going to a different agency. We had a number of city agencies that applied for more than one intern. And so and more agencies are budgeting for our Aspire interns, which leaves an opportunity for more interns to come, because DCR covers 5 positions, and then the other, and then agencies either seek assistance partially or they fully fund. And so to have 22 interns total, and again, just those 5, 5 of which are supported by, through DCR, we did a few things with some agencies where instead of doing half, I think one agency, we might be paying a third or something. So whatever way we could get them to support. But that is starting, as I said, the interns orientation will be this coming Monday. And we received a wonderful thank you letter from the parent, the father of a 2022 intern. She is now a, she worked in the parks division during 2022, and she is now a news, a social media reporter for ABC Toledo, and just amazing. Yeah, she's done well, graduated. She did not graduate from UW. She ended up graduating from DePaul in Chicago, and she worked, she interned, after interning with us, she interned at ABC Chicago, my most favorite news station of all times. And now she's at ABC in Toledo. So that was a wonderful email message to receive from her dad. And just sharing with you all to let you know that the Aspire program is moving forward, and we are being notified and made aware of the successes of our students. Another one of our interns who interned twice, both last year and the year before, has been accepted into law school. So just amazing. Who knows, maybe she'll come back someday and will be one of our city attorneys. We don't know where the road will lead, but super excited. They are, our interns are having great experiences with the city of Madison, and they are being successful outside of their internship. Our major projects with regards to construction, the BRT project is still moving forward. I believe there was even a news report today with regards to actually showing folks where the line will start for the east-west part of the project. Many of us who are driving the city, you see the shelters, they've painted the streets, and we're just about there for that fall grand opening, if you will, for the east-west side, east-west branch. And then in 2026, we will be moving towards the north-south extension of bus rapid transit. So we're moving and we're shaking. And I believe the programming and all that is going into getting the BRT project up and running will be beneficial to even other municipalities. We continue to have our small business enterprise pre-bid meetings on a almost 1 week prior to any engineering bids that are going out. And those are well attended. Contractors are asking whatever questions they need to ask in order to have a successful bid with the city of Madison. In my absence, one of my staff members, Jesus Sanchez Cruz, was able to facilitate those meetings in my absence, and he did a fantastic job. He actually facilitated one today. I was like, I'm back, but I'll just hang out in the shadows and let you continue on. So happy to see that he's very comfortable with communicating with contractors. Our TBE program, Targeted Business Enterprise Program, is phenomenal. It is growing by leaps and bounds. Individuals who are interested in becoming a part of the Targeted Business Program are signing up. I'll say prior to last year, that program was averaging certifying somewhere, I feel like, I believe it was like 12 at the most, and for the whole year. And when I checked in with Kirsten Dunkel, our contract compliance specialist 3, who oversees the Targeted Business Enterprise program, she let me know that she has 15 businesses either certified or in the process of being certified, and we are only halfway mark for the year. So we see that there is an uptick. Also, with regards to our RAISE program, we have an increase in the number of companies that are posting job opportunities for residents of Madison. And we've had a significant amount of referrals. Prior to Jesus coming aboard, Jesus Sanchez Cruz taking over and managing that aspect of the program, we did not have a lot of referrals, and we have gotten a ton of referrals. He's gone out, he's hit the pavement, he's explaining the program to the various agencies, our community partners, and they are making those referrals for those interviews to candidates who are qualified for openings. He recently signed on, what was the company? What's the agency? African American Cultural Center, the African Cultural Center. And in 1 week, they referred like over a handful of people for interviews. So that is progressing. I want to digress just a moment. I just saw Jasmine nod her head, and it reminded me that this year during the Aspire program recruitment, we did expand our applicant pool by reaching out to our trade schools and our community business partners who offer programming or courses that would lead to someone graduating from their programs. And so we did have, I believe we had someone for Fresh Start and 2 other agencies. YWCA, I believe, had 2 applicants apply. Unfortunately, they did not get positions with the city for the summer internship program, but we had 3 that applied and they were able to interview. Our applicant pool for 22 positions this year was 300 applicants. 300 applicants. So I wanted to share that with you to let you know that it is growing. It is growing. And I'm super excited that we were able to include our trade schools and programs in this year's applicant pool. And so we're hoping to expand that again on the upcoming year. All right. That is all I have for you. We are fully staffed. So we are all working diligently to provide all the necessary services to the city of Madison. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Kristen?
Hey, I just had a thought when you were talking about the interns. Is that a pool of people we could recruit for the commission, or are they considered staff, or?
The new interns that are coming in?
Or even past interns? Is that some group we could contact about interest on being on the commission?
We can see. We can take a look and see. I do know they would have to be a citizen. I know we had like last year's intern cohort was extremely diverse. We could certainly pitch that and see if that is possible. Anyone who is a current intern would not qualify because we can't be, current employees can't be a part of the commission. You know that. But yeah, thank you for that idea. Let's explore that, and I'll report back on that. Thank you. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? All right, I will throw it back to our illustrious chair.
Thanks, Tracy. Those are lots of good updates, lots of exciting stuff happening. I think that brings us to the end of our agenda. So I just need a motion to adjourn. I don't know if you have a motion, Alder Duncan. I'll hand it over to you though here.
I just had a question. I know our next meeting is on July 4th, and so I didn't know if we are having a meeting or not. But I just wanted to clarify that was all.
Good catch.
Yes, thank you. Giselle and I will make sure that we move that. Let me, since we're here and we have quorum, are we interested in canceling the meeting altogether or interested in moving the meeting to another day? Show of hands, interested in moving to another day. All right. So I will ask Giselle if, since we're just bringing this up, I won't ask you to, like, you know, survey your calendars at this moment, but I'll ask Giselle if she would be so kind as to maybe send an email out in the next couple of days, in the next couple of business days, to the commissioners, those who aren't here and those who are here. Just as a reminder, we agreed to move our July 4th meeting to another day, and provide, and the email will ask for some recommendations. And so maybe we'll give you a few dates to consider. Would you all be can I throw another question out there, Ryan? Would you all be interested in meeting that same week or moving away from that week in particular? Like maybe the following week? Kristen?
I don't get back in the country until July 4th.
July 5th, you're back?
Fourth.
Fourth, on the 4th. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And so maybe the week of the 8th? Sounds good to everyone? All right. So we'll throw a few days out because we also have to check the calendar, because there are certain days when we're not allowed to, for boards, commissions, and committees to meet. So we want to pull some days that don't conflict with that calendar as well. And we'll ask Giselle. Giselle, will you be able to send that out for us?
Yes, for sure. I'll follow up soon.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Alder Duncan, for bringing that to our attention. And of course, it was already on Kristen's radar. She's like, I'm coming home on the 4th. All right. Thank you, everyone. Back to you, Ryan.
Alder Duncan?
Now I'm happy to make a motion.
Okay. Well, thank you for catching that, too. Second, anyone? Kristen, all in favor? Aye. Unanimous. Thank you, everyone, for a good meeting. We'll talk to you in 5 weeks or so.